Well, hello, and thank you so much for everybody's comments yesterday, and thank you to Rich Moore for posting the work that I've done. Now, as you can see, well, you can't see, but if I just scan around a bit, you can see that I'm in northern Lincolnshire today, and I'm on my way to work. But the situation politically in the United States continues, and as Christians, we really need to look up and seek the Lord through his Son, Jesus Christ. The Lord Jesus Christ is King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and the Bible has a lot to tell us about how we should behave, how we should react, how we can proceed in such a situation, which is distressing to many. So today I want to read a couple of verses from Scripture here. And the verses are from Psalm 92. And the verses are Psalm 92, 7 and 8. I would love to be able to read longer portions of Scripture, but I don't really have the opportunity to do that just right now. But so Psalm 92 and verses 7 and 8, we read in the Word of God that says, "When the wicked spring as the grass, and when all the workers of iniquity do flourish, it is that they shall be destroyed for ever. But thou, Lord, art most high for evermore." God is most high for evermore. We need to remember that at all times, in every situation, that God reigns over all. Now, as we consider the situation and our place and situation as Christians in this, I think it would be extremely naive if we took the view that God was on one side and not on the other side in this situation. For example, somebody might say that one political party is the party of God and the other political party is the party of Satan. That's taking things to extremes. But none of these parties are giving glory or honour to God in the way that they should. And therefore, as Christians, we have to be very careful about how we approach politics and political things. We are to be involved in politics. It's our duty to do that. But at the same time, we must remember that we serve the true and living God, and that these politicians have not made the things of God their first concern. We can apply that in the United Kingdom, where throughout the lockdown, and when currently in lockdown again, nobody tells us anything about God. Nobody says we should humble ourselves before God or cry out to God over this virus. It's all Netflix and TikTok, and people can like that or lump that. Well, people who spend their time seeking God and studying his word have great riches at their disposal, which these others do not have, because we were created in the image of God to glorify him. And that's what our leaders are not encouraging us to do. And that's a sign of a nation that's forgotten God. It's a terrible sign in the land in which we live. Now, I want to draw your attention. Rich, who very kindly puts my videos up and who manages this sermon audio and this Christian sermons and audiobooks page, Rich has very kindly put in my direction a remarkable talk given by a man called Michael O'Fallon. And this talk, which he's got on his site, it deals with the question of the Great Reset. And therefore, this is extremely relevant to the situation that we find ourselves in even today. Now, until about 2 months ago, nobody was talking about the Great Reset, and suddenly everybody's talking about it. What is the Great Reset? Well, I cannot recommend enough that you go and listen to that talk. Rich, could I ask you, would you put a link to this talk so that people can easily find it underneath this video? Because it's really what we all need to know. It's what we need to know about the left-wing Marxist mindset and dogma that is being pushed on us. And in that talk, Michael O'Fallon shows how the Marxists have really proceeded in this. I'm saying in this country, it's happening in the UK as well, but also in America. And he shows how this is linked in with the French Revolution. He also shows how it's linked in with the Chinese Communist Party and the. I have to say it. He shows how it's linked in with the Chinese Communist Party and the policies of the current Democratic Party leadership. But I can't simply limit it to that. These things are happening in this country. So, for example, the talker can show us how in the French Revolution, what happened was that in the interests of public health, people were being beheaded by the guillotine, and because they disagreed with the ruling party. To them it was absolutely logical. It was absolutely, it made absolute crystal clear sense to the people who were doing this that to guillotine people, to put them to death in that way, was for their own good, was in the interests of their safety, Mr. O'Fallon says. And he shows how the kind of political mindset, the kind of philosophical mindset that goes behind that can justify just about anything. And it seems to me it can justify just about anything but the truth. Now, I might have found this hard to believe if I hadn't myself last year been instructed by a judge that I'm not allowed to believe, even though I'm a medical doctor, I'm not allowed to believe that a person can't change sex. That this is rational thinking, that to stop somebody from believing that a person can't change sex is absolutely logical and it's in the interests of my own good. I reject that. I reject that as cultural Marxism, and nobody is going to force me to believe something which is clearly fabricated nonsense, because at the end of the day, that you can't live by nonsense. We have to live by the truth. So I don't think that we can say, or we should say as Christians, we have to be very careful about the way in which we support political parties and political leaders. But we do have this situation of Marxism coming in now in a very big way. In Nazi Germany, fascism, the people in a democracy themselves voted to abolish that democracy. And it's quite possible in any democracy for the people to take a step to demolish that, that democracy. And yet, it seems to me that very few people are aware of the Great Reset. As Christians, we need to be aware of this. We need to know what's going on. We need to understand it. We need to know it. But if we come back now to what's being said here in Psalm 92, the first thing is this, that God reigns. We need to remember that at all times. We're so prone to look only at what's in front of us, to look to men for our deliverance, our salvation, to look to political systems for answers. But we're not going to find the answers that we're looking for there. We live in a fallen world. We live in a world where the political forces are governed by forces other than the desire to put God first in all things and to glorify his name. And what God is telling us, what the Bible is telling us here in Psalm 92 in these two verses, is that when the wicked prevail in a situation, and I'm calling Marxism wickedness here because it's a doctrine which seeks to abolish the family, seeks to abolish religion, true and false religion. It's a doctrine which seeks to abolish private property and believes that by doing so, it can create some kind of utopia on earth for mankind, a sort of hive mind, I suppose, to put it in modern terms. But this Marxism, this giving over to Marxism, I mentioned yesterday Ayn Rand and her book Atlas Shrugged. Well, in that book, she calls the Marxists the wreckers. And although they were in power and although they were ruling, they were simply being used as pawns and tools of another totalitarian regime to destroy so that they could rebuild. That sounds almost like international Freemasonry with its motto of out of chaos, order. But whatever these things are, we need to remember that and whatever layers there are in this situation, and however we try and point the finger and say so-and-so is doing this, is it George Soros, is it one of these people, international financiers, the Rothschilds or whoever, and others who I'll mention perhaps later on in another video, but Satan is the one behind all of this, that he is governing and controlling his people, because Jesus said that they were sons of their father the devil. And he is working to a plan and purpose, and that purpose extends beyond just political parties or political systems. But then, you see, you can get hung up on that. You can say, well, okay, this is terrible, but God is sovereign. He reigns in the heavens. What he's telling us here in Psalm 92 is that all of these things are happening so that he can destroy the wicked. He says, doesn't he, in Psalms also, that the wicked shall be turned into hell and all the nations that forget God. That we must never forget that God is in sovereign control in these situations, that sometimes he raises up nations and political systems within nations because it is his purpose to destroy. And it's God's sovereign purpose. Nobody can argue with that. Nobody can dispute that. And if you apply that to the current situation, whatever the outcome, because the Great Reset isn't going to go away if this election is disputed and the dispute is won. Whatever the outcome, God reigns, that he is sovereign. And we need to remember also that all of God's purposes are holy, are pure, are consistent with his righteousness, which is absolute righteousness, and that all the things that he does are in accord with his sovereign power. We need to remember also that God deals differently with his people than he does with the nations. We may find ourselves in days to come in very perplexing times, very difficult times, times when we're told we're not allowed to believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God and the Saviour of the world. We might be told that if we believe that, we aren't fit to live. In the interests of our own health and safety, we need to be put to death. And that can happen in any nation in the world. It's happening in some nations of the world even today. And even now, the Christians in China are very hard-pressed by the communist government. But we need to remember that God is sovereign in all of this, that the way he deals with us as his people, the way he looks after us and guides us in perplexing times. He is intimately concerned with us as his people. He loves us as much as he loves Jesus Christ, his own Son, whom he sent and whom he gave and who died for us, who died for me on the cross, whose blood was shed for the remission of my sins, whose body was broken for me. And he'll never leave us or forsake us. So in any political situation, when we see what's going on, we need to look up and see that God's hand is in this situation. We don't know today what the outcome will be. None of us knows that. We know that the situation is very perplexing and cannot be solved with any degree of ease. But as Christians, we must look up. We are citizens of the kingdom of heaven. And we are here for a season. But our salvation is assured if we know Jesus Christ. And if the Lord Jesus Christ has come to us and visited us with his salvation, then whatever happens, we have nothing to fear. We shouldn't be putting our trust in men or our hopes in men, whoever those men may be. We must look to Jesus. We must look to Jesus, the sovereign, eternal God, a creator of all things, sustainer of all things. And we must look for his coming. All the signs are in the world that the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ will be very soon. And I long for that day with all my heart. And I trust that we do if we know Jesus Christ. If you don't know Jesus Christ, that day is soon coming. And you need to be ready on that day. You need to be ready for the day of judgment. Because Jesus will return. And when he does, if you don't know him, it will be too late. And you won't be saved. And you will be cast from his presence into hell for eternity. As Christians, we're here in this world to be salt and light. But above all, we are here to stand up for the gospel of Jesus Christ. That's the truth. That's the truth that Marxism cannot accept. But Jesus Christ is the way and the truth and the life. And no man comes to the Father but through him. So we need to look up. God is reigning in the heavens. God is in charge. God hasn't abdicated his throne. All of these people who hate God and who would cast off the knowledge of God, none of them can cast off his reign or his sovereignty or his rule in this situation. But sometimes we tend to look at things from an earthly point of view. We tend to think that the things that we see in front of us are all that there is. But also, perhaps as Christians, sometimes we think that we should have an easy ride. We're not going to have an easy ride. There is no easy ride. When we became Christians, we were saved from our sins. But we were promised at that time that we would suffer for the faith. That we would have to go through tribulations and trials of all sorts, just as many of our brothers and sisters in Christ are going through trials and tribulations today, and we need to be ready for those. Even so, it's necessary that the Great Reset and the doctrines of Marxism be exposed. It's really important. Please look at that talk that Rich is going to put up. Please consider it. Please spread it around. We need to hear about the Great Reset. We need to know what it is, and we need to speak out against it. The Great Reset is a lie, and it's going to bring suffering on very many people. But as Christians, whether we suffer or not, we belong to Jesus Christ. Our salvation is assured. Here we are for a short space of time. Here we are for a very passing span. But we have an eternity to enjoy the Lord Jesus Christ in heaven. We know whom we have believed. And we are persuaded that he that is Jesus Christ is able to keep that which we've committed. That's our souls, the eternal well-being of our souls. He's able to keep that which we've committed to him, each one of us, our souls, against that day, against the day of judgment. You see, at the end of the day, if God has allowed, as just one example, Marxists, the Marxists who are rising up at this time, if he's allowed them to flourish so that he might destroy them, our duty as Christians is still to love them and to take the gospel to them, that they might see, that they might repent, that they might believe, that they might know what we know, that they might know Jesus Christ and the power of his resurrection in their hearts and in their lives. And that's what God requires of us in this time, in this generation. First and foremost, first of all, we must speak up for the gospel of Jesus Christ. And only by his strength and power can we do that. Only when he gives us the grace. But by God's grace, I hope we will look up and trust God and know that God is in sovereign control. That nothing that happens in America today or in the United Kingdom or in any country on the earth is away or out with his control or power. And my dear friend, I pray that you'd walk with the Lord Jesus, and I pray that I would too. The Lord Jesus is greater than all of these things. It's an unspeakable joy to know the Lord Jesus as your Saviour from sin, and how important that is. Amen.